Blog Talk Radio.
Yo. You live?
Yeah.
What's good, y'all? It's your boy, Three Letter Man, PSA motherfucking radio. You already know what it is. I'm solo tonight. I got my bro, Dre. Both of my names are Dre. Throw it out there, first of all, to y'all. Holding me down. Shout out to my bro right there, first off. Got Battle Troop coming on the show tonight. Y'all already know what the fuck it is. You know what I'm saying? Before Battle Troop comes on, I just want to talk about, shout out to RBE, ARP. They're having a big card coming out here in February, New York City. You already know what it is. I just want to go over a few of the battles and get y'all opinion on it. Leave the comments on the bottom. You already know what the fuck it is. Let's talk about Gems and A-Verb. Now, Gems has battled a lot of top-notch dudes on his resume, y'all, if you really look at the cats Gems has battled. He's battled Sirius Jones, Cortez, Ines, Suge, Rich Dollars, Rosenberg. Not bad names to have on that resume. Former Trap House General. And since he's been on RBE, it's either been Gems or Showoff who are the face of RBE. Let's just call it what it is. You know what I mean? They get the big names. They get the main events. This, that, and the third. Gems, who now also doing blogs. Please subscribe to Gems' channel. That nigga is funny as fuck on the blog tip. Shout out to Gems for that. A-Verb, Captain Marketable, who has battled RBE, battled Bonnie Godiva, he's battled Adi Boom, so he's not new to the RBE stage. Now, is it me or Verb is battling in other leagues than URL? Ever since that shit happened with Young Ill, it's like A-Verb is taking his talents to somewhere else. You know what I'm saying? Some niggas take their talents to South Beach. This nigga's taking his talents to other leagues. You know what I mean? I have to go A-Verb 2-1. Not taking nothing away from Gems, but I got to go with the vet, man. And Gems, do us a favor. No perm jokes, my nigga. We just asking for no perm jokes. That's like the go-to move to battle Verb. We've heard every perm joke there is to mankind. Gems, please listen to me, my nigga. Take a key from Briz Rothstein, who fucking wasted rounds on perm jokes, perm jokes, perm jokes. We don't want to hear about hands and the situation that happened to A-Verb in the parking lot. We've already heard those stories already, my guy. You know what I mean? So I'm going A-Verb 2-1. Next battle, Math Hoffa versus Showoff. Battle of two Brooklyn cats. Math Hoffa, who we just interviewed a couple days ago. Go check it out if you haven't checked it out already. Versus Showoff. Math Hoffa is a legend. I don't give a fuck what nobody says. Niggas can hate on Math all they want. He's a fucking legend in this game. There's no question. There's no debating that. But I'm hoping, Math, that you've seen what's going on. Like, I don't want to say you've been blackballed from battle rap in a sense, but my nigga, like, I read comments when Math is on the show, and a lot of y'all niggas be slandering Math. You know what I mean? And I just be sitting there like, damn, like, you know what I mean? Like, y'all forget who Math Hoffa is? You dig what I'm saying? I'm glad to see Math back battling, because the last battle that he had was against, well, he's had other battles. Dialect, I know that just came out. I really wasn't feeling that battle too tough, Math, to be real with you, but, you know, a big name, you know what I'm saying, a big name that you've had was T-Top, and we want to see you bounce back from that. You get what I'm saying? Now, let's just keep it real, y'all. Like I said, niggas like to slander Math name. And let's be real, Rex and Math really set off the URL to where it is right now. It wasn't Lux and Mook. They was doing the Smack DVD shit. Rex and Math really set that shit off before Smack had the motherfucking bed. Let's be clear. Showoff. Like I said, he's one of the faces of RBE. He's battled Jay from 400 Block, Big K, Arsenal, QB, Ill Will, Swave Sever. I mean, that's no slouches and shit, you know what I mean? But I think Showoff is more of a camera dude than live in the building, because you have to decipher the shit Show says, because he might say some shit that's over your head that you catch better on camera than you catch in a motherfucking building. With that being said, I'm going Math Hoffa, 2-1. Math, please don't make this about just having a check. You know what I mean? I remember when you don't flop and you was like praying to the heavens that you want to get back on URL. My nigga, just show and prove. It's 2017. Let's get it popping. I'm going Math 2-1 in a close battle. Next battle, Big Cannon, Craig Lamar. Now, Big Cannon, in my opinion, is one of the most underrated dudes in battle rap. This is all fucking facts. Like, that dude is a boss smith. You get what I'm saying? He has had good outings on RBE also. If you niggas have not seen Big Cannon against Mr. Mills, Big Cannon against JC, I don't know what the fuck is going on in your life. Craig Lamar, former Spit That Heat representative, coming off a fire battle with JC, definitely in my top 10. That's not even no goddamn debating. I'm even going to go on record right now and say that's going to be battle of the night. Remember I told you niggas that at first. Big Cannon, Craig Lamar, battle of the night. As far as going back and forth and having a good back and forth, I'm going Big Cannon and Craig Lamar. I'm going to go with Cannon 2-1. And the reason why, because his rebuttal game and freestyle off the top is sickening. But here's the thing, Cannon. Can your freestyles beat 3 written rounds from Craig Lamar? Because sometimes you niggas will freestyle and it's dope, but that don't necessarily mean you're going to win a battle because you can rebuttal good or freestyle. So, you know, I'm going Big Cannon, veteran leadership. I'm going Cannon 2-1. But I fucks with that boy Craig Lamar. Don't get it twisted. Last battle, QB versus Arsenal. This is the main event. This is what we've been waiting for years. Like, the battle rap community for years been talking, what if QB and Arsenal battle? Like, the king of disrespect against the female of disrespect. My niggas, I'm going on record and saying this is going to be very disrespectful. This is going to be foul. This is going to be nasty. This is going to be cringeworthy. I'm actually looking forward to this one. Arsenal, I know you're battling Chilla Jones on UW in January, then you got QB February. Are you retiring? We don't know. With that being said, I don't even think this is going to shock y'all who I'm picking here. I'm going QB. Yes, I'm going QB 2-1. Like, I understand, listen, I'm not a sexist dude. I just think QB, like, I'm not saying Arsenal is show-off, but my niggas, did you see QB and show-off? Like, QB don't be fucking around with you niggas, man. And let's be real. Females can say a lot of shit to us men that's really foul. Like, don't get me wrong. Arsenal's going to be disrespectful. But is Arsenal going to be disrespectful for 3 rounds? And Arsenal, I hope you're not taking QB lightly because she's a female, my nigga, because I'm telling you this right now. She is not going to take you lightly, bro. She's just not going to fucking take you lightly. You get what I'm saying? So I'm going QB 2-1. That's my predictions. Leave comments on the bottom. Tell me who the fuck y'all think out, who y'all got winning on that card. And that's just what it is, man. Dre, what's up, man? Get my man Truth in here, man.
No doubt, man. I had to mute him and shit. I know I almost threw you off a little bit.
Nah, you good. You good. Truth, what up?
What's going on, bro?
What's going on, my brother?
Man, how you feeling?
I just seen your blog, brother. Woo.
Uh-huh.
If you people have not seen Battle Truth's blog, female battle rap, Truth, help me out here.
The problem with female battle rap.
Talk about it, my brother. Let's talk about it.
Do you see a problem with female battle rap?
but hold on, Truth. To comment on your blog compared to what I think might be 2 different things, I just, like, all right.
Okay.
For me, it's this. I love female battle rap. Like, dead ass. I've always watched female battle rap from the jump, from when Jazz was damn near, 17, 18 years old, from when QB and Ms. Hustle got it popping, from when Norma Bates was out here, from when QB Farrah Funeral and 40 Bars was battling, and Farrah was wearing goddamn taking off of Timberlands and going on different type of shoes. So I've always supported female battle rap, and that comes from me, Truth, being a hip-hop fan. I've always liked female rappers also, Foxy Brown, Lauryn Hill, Latifah, Light, Bars,
like
Yo Yo.
All female.
You know what I mean? I always have love for
all
them.
Pretty female.
But see, you
just
taking
named
it a
all
little
pretty
bit under
female.
The belt. You're going off.
No,
just
I'm taking
the physical stature of a female.
Well, that's part of it, ain't it? We men, right? We ain't homosexual. We men.
No,
so
no,
we
want
to see women.
Right, we see the woman, but are you saying because, let's be real, I don't know the percentage of women on Queen of the Ring that are lesbians, but I would say there's a large percentage. If you want to say 75 to 95, okay, fine.
Definitely.
Maybe there's a short drought of females that's not out here doing what they do. But should we not focus on the bars, though?
Nope.
Because QB doesn't date men, but she's fire.
Okay, well, that's something that's a strike against her. That's a strike against her. Because you still got to understand, male and female is what we are.
Right.
And as a man, if I wanted to see girls acting like dudes, I'm not going to go there. I don't want to watch that. If I want to see some... If I want to see dudes battle rap, I'm going to watch the URL. I'm going to watch male battle rap. I don't want to see girls acting like dudes and then saying they don't like us. And that's my whole point I did in my blog. Like, what is the problem with female battle rap? Okay, you're going to call it Queen of the Ring only for them to act like dudes. What are you talking about? You get what I'm saying? What are you talking about?
But they're still female species, though, my nigga. They still bleed 7 days out of the week. They still, you know what I mean? Like, I don't want to – see, it seems to me – correct me if I'm wrong, Truth. It seems to me you're going more into the biblical side of things of like, okay, ladies.
No, I'm going through life,
enough
period.
Of the lesbian shit.
What I'm saying is I watched a lot of female battle rapping, and I don't like in female battle rapping a lot of things I don't like about it. Again, I don't like the fact that they had this big discrimination against dudes. But yet, we as males in the battle rap community, it's like we like 97% of the battle rap community. So how you want us to support you? How you want us to support that when you go against us? You don't like us. Again, some of their major punchlines and hits and jokes in their battles is actually accusing other girls of laying down with men.
But
so
hold on, Truth. I'm going to cut you
off,
brother. But, all right. So, I understand what you're saying, Truth. But we can't act like just because some women that do female battle rap because they're lesbians, they gossip. Women in general gossip, whether they straight, whether they trainees, or whatever the fuck you want to call them, they gossip.
This is what women do. But where did gossip come in at? I said one of the things they do.
Doing dirty laundry to the public. That's what you're saying, right?
No, but what did that have to do with gossip? I was just trying to tell you, like, one of the main things they do, brother. One of the main things that they do is they make fun of other women for laying down with guys, something that should be naturally. That should be
right.
Natural. Why is that shunned upon? Why is that shunned upon when that's something that's naturally done? And look, as a woman, what's wrong with you giving a man head? You're supposed to do that. That's just what's real. Look, you're supposed to do that. But in there, soon they mentioned it, you suck this thing. Then other girls gonna be in there like, what? But then you could probably say, you will lick a cat and eat this, and you get applauded for that. I don't get that. That's
true.
That's
let
like,
me ask you a question. Is it because we're two older guys in media, so we probably, let's be real, we're probably the oldest cats in media. It is what it is. But is it because we're looking at the old school values? And even my man Dre back there, we all around the same age. Like, when we was coming up, to be gay or to be lesbian, or when male being a homosexual and a woman being a lesbian, that was a frown upon. Like, a lot of people was keeping that shit in the closet. You know what I'm saying? They wasn't really tiptoeing out the street on a block, holding hands all aimlessly, like it's all G and shit. Now...
Right.
Is it errors, though? Because now we're in 2000 era, this millennium, and being you know, gay or whatever is not frowned upon. Like, now if you see two gay people holding hands, like, all right, they just gay.
Right. So
should
that
it be
don't
more concentrated
that.
On the – what about the bars? All right, prime example. I think C3 is fire.
But do she write her own,
clear as day?
But do she write her own stuff?
They say she's a poet. I would hope she write her own bars.
Forget. See, that's what I'm saying. See, the thing I'm saying is, I gave a few reasons of what was wrong with female battle rapping, and that's another
right.
stigma that hangs over them, that they
right.
have this thing of having ghostwriters. They saying Chilla writing for some of them, Newborn writing for some of them.
A lot of Zay I've heard before.
Right. A lot of Zay. They even was talking about how, like, Shine was writing for some of them. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So you take that into the equation, too. So, okay, it's figure this. Okay, if you're going to have ghostwriters, at least then be beautiful with it then. If you're going to have some ghostwriters.
Oh,
you get what I'm saying?
Come
I'm
on,
just keeping
man.
It real. That's a fact. Look. We wouldn't care if you have ghostwriters if you looked good doing it then.
All right. But what if a girl, all right, what if a sister that's attractive looking woman, right? And she's talking
right.
about gun this, I gun butt you and hit you with the Nina and make your car flip and all this other. We probably wouldn't take it serious. Being that the sport is so aggressive and some of these ladies are lesbians, would you agree that it's more believable because of how their stature is and how their demeanor is?
That they act more dudish and thuggish.
See, I'm not going with it. I'm just saying the rhymes they spit, though, Truth. The rhymes they spit is believable.
So why?
Because
so why
of
you
how
say
their
attractive?
Physical appearances, whether they rocking
yeah,
a hat
so
fitted and they rocking baggy jeans and Tim's on and Jordans on. You get what I'm saying?
Me personally, I don't want to see that garbage. I don't want to see. I don't look. If you a female, look. If you a female, by me being a dude. The natural thing. I can only speak for myself. When
go
I
ahead,
see
Drew.
A female, when
go
I
ahead.
See a female, before I see her talent, I see her appearance. I
of
see
course.
Her face. I see her body.
Bro,
before she open her mouth
do,
to say
course.
Anything. Okay, right. So before she open her mouth, say that's the first thing I look at. Like, okay, now if she got some talent or some sense, that gonna come later. But out the gate, I'm looking at
but
that first.
You talking about meeting a female? Talking to a female instead of, we're not trying
yeah.
to talk to female battle rappers. We're just
right.
listening
who,
to
who
their
not
bars.
Trying to, who not trying to, who, huh? Okay, listen.
I don't think we're looking for eye candy in battle rap, a female battle rap. Are we really?
I mean,
I don't think a lot of men are looking eye candy for female battle rap, bro.
Then why watch females?
I watch the females to the bars.
Look.
Dead ass.
No,
yo,
no,
I'll be real
no.
with you. Most of the female battle rappers that I like, they probably
yeah.
lesbians. I like C3. I like QB. I like 40 Bars.
Yeah.
And they're lesbians.
Right.
But they're fire.
Okay.
They spit that.
Now,
they spit that fire.
Now, let me ask you a question. Now, this is the thing I'm going to ask you. Now, you watch Queen of the Ring for their bars?
Of course. It's battle rap.
Okay.
Yo, Truth, you ain't
so,
shit, man.
So,
get out of here,
no,
bro.
So, here's my question. So say you watching, hey, look. So you watch Queen of the Ring to listen to bars, brother?
Yeah, first off, yeah.
So first off, okay. So that is part of it then. Bars and
yes.
What's the other part? So what's the other part?
Obviously, bro. But I'm just saying, it's.
No,
I think
you ain't answering the question, brother. What's the other part? Okay, if first part is bars.
Looking for the physical attributes.
What else you looking for?
For the physical attributes.
Okay, do you get it?
No.
Why?
I'm good with that. But I'm good with that, though. I'm not really good with that, my nigga. Like, dead ass.
I'm not good.
Because I've been
that.
Watching
Look.
Queen of the Ring so long that it's been like that from their existence.
Oh, no. Some of them girls used to be cute, man. And this ain't like they died off or something. Like, they kept the ugly ones and got rid of the cute ones, man. Hey, I'm
but
just keeping
true,
it real.
I don't
real
talking
about
the bars yet. The bars. Couture,
okay,
well, I think
she's
seen Charlie Clips. She's dope.
Look, yeah, and she also have decent. She have decent. She not an ugly female. Couture.
All right, but now if you're talking about appearance, right?
That matters. That matters a lot.
That does matter a lot. If you want to take it there and say, like, oh, some of these females need to get their hair done, that's maybe where you're going at. But, bro, let's be real. If you're talking about a sport that is dominantly lesbianish, if that's such a word, I didn't make up a word for y'all tonight, and These girls are mad young. They're probably, yo, true, we talking about young girls. We're, like I said, we old heads. So my wife, I don't want my wife wearing Timberlands and fucking baggy jeans, my nigga. I like when she's rocking her fucking open-toe shoes and her skirt.
Right.
And her hair done. You're talking about young girls who are in the hood. And they and if they are lesbians, alleged lesbians, they not
going
to rock
get
the dress.
Some
they, the butch,
right.
they the butch
hey.
Of the crew.
Then guess what? They need to get some act right. We can't keep on giving them passes because of this stuff. Look, the thing about it is, if you want men to support you and what you're doing, you have to also give men what they like. See,
have we not been supporting them, though, for years?
No, no.
True, we all have, bro. Come on, we all have. You have.
A certain few. Look, we may watch it a certain few, but they don't get the legit support that they need. And one of the reasons why is because of what I stated in my thing. Look, it's a difference. Look, it's a difference if you're a lesbian and see, we had this thing that was called it was called in the closet for a reason, so that you could be accepted by society. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
You still could function in society, and nobody cared what you did in your private life. But once you begin to take your private life and make it publicly, now you are allowing the people to choose between the two. And this is what I'm meaning by that. So I watch Queen of the Ring. Now you got these girls on there. They openly coming out. They lesbian. They don't mess with dudes. So in your bars, you would tell me how you would eat a cat out. And I don't have a chance with you because you don't like us. But you want the men to get behind you and support you, but you don't like us at the same time.
The men are supporting all them battle rap dudes.
No, they're not.
Surf,
no, they
Shine,
not.
DNA. But,
no, but no.
These
girls, see,
my guy.
See, right.
And
here's my point, what I'm saying. But no. Also, some of these girls is on their team. So it's a difference when you're talking about battle rap guys. What about the people who not in battle rap, period? We just talking about civilian guys, just regular civilian guys.
But we
not
can't
no,
talk about regular
I mean,
civilian
I'm,
guys that don't watch the
yes,
sport
you
that
can.
You watch, though, my brother.
No, you ain't getting
what
I'm saying.
They're not blocking
not,
like you, bro, the regular civilian.
Bro,
they're not talking
you still
about
ain't getting
rap,
my point.
Bro.
My point, what I'm saying is you said K-Shine, sir. Those are battle rappers. Those are battle rappers. We already knew the stigma that was on some of these guys. Okay, what did they say? Surf and K-Shine used to date Vera, right? That's true, right?
Allegedly,
right. And that Sony used to date X-Factor, right?
I don't know about that.
Well, that's what they were saying. Well, that's what they all saying. So when you saying the battle rapper support, and we know some of them got battle rap ghostwriters. So with that being said,
to be fair now, the females though,
go ahead.
There's some dudes in that. So there's some dudes now that got ghostwriters too. That's real shit. Go ahead,
definitely,
though.
But what happens when it comes out to find out they do? They not gonna last. That's why Surf was under so much scrutiny because they still waiting to prove whether Audie Boone was his ghostwriter.
Yeah, but
so
Arcane and Prez Mafia had ghostwriters, and they right back in the motherfucking sport. Arcane just battled Chilla Jones at K.A. the Dot. Prez Mafia about to battle fucking Moneybags. Prez Mafia just was over on Legacy.
Guess what?
They let
and
him
guess
back
what?
In.
Nobody cares. Those two names you named, nobody cares. Who really cares?
I wouldn't say they don't care about Prez Mafia.
Who cares?
Arcane,
okay,
here's
my question. Who cares? Nobody cares. If they got ghostwriters, you talking about two guys who nobody really cares about. When you talking about who some of the best rappers in the game, they names don't come up. So
no,
if they got
Prez one of the young boys and shit though, and people the point I'm making with Prez is, all right, he didn't have a ghostwriter. Part of me, he took some rhymes from somebody else. That's not even a ghostwriter. That's part of me, Prez. I didn't say you have a ghostwriter. I take that back. What happened was you took somebody rhymes. You know what I'm saying? Let me get my words right. Don't want to do that to that brother. Apologize, Prez, but. Even Prez, when he was going through a situation that he was taking Mr. Merrick's rhymes or whatever, that he got crucified for it, but when he came back, people were actually happy to see him back. Like, the people in the building, how they was acting towards Prez rhymes. The point I'm making in truth is that the ghostwriting allegations always going to be there on both sides of the spectrum, the female gender and the male gender. You get what I'm saying?
If
I think
if it's done,
the females get crucified more for it than the males. I agree.
Right,
with.
Because it's not but I guarantee you this: if it came out that a guy had a ghostwriter, he gonna get crucified worse than a female. Because we gotta be realistic. We really don't take female battle rappers serious, man. That's my whole point of what I'm saying. Nobody really takes female battle rapping serious.
Now they may take it serious.
Meaning that they could have a ghostwriter. Meaning that they could have a ghostwriter, and it's like, it's expected. Like, okay, they female. It's expected. But a male having a ghostwriter? No,
you can't do that, brother. You just want to debate, Dre,
but that's a fact.
We are debating.
Who else on the phone?
Listen, Drew,
who else on the phone?
Devil's advocate. Me talking to you.
Right, that's exactly what you're doing. So who
right.
else on
so
the
I gotta
phone?
Play devil's advocate. I gotta play devil's advocate. That's me, the asshole.
Me and you,
bro,
the only two on the phone,
here,
brother.
Huh?
I'm saying me and you, the only two on the phone, brother.
Yeah, my boy Dre holding the boards down.
Oh, but he not talking.
If he wanted to get joined the conversation, he know that. But the point I'm making is this.
So he listening?
Yeah,
I'm right here.
Do he know battle rap? Do you know battle rap, Dre?
Yeah, I watch
Dre.
Yes, sir.
You do. Okay, so here's
my question
to you, brother. If you watching Queen of the Ring, fam, are you watching Queen of the Ring to hear bars? Are you listening for bars, bro, or you want to see something that look good?
First and foremost, I want bars.
That's what I'm saying, right? I'm trying to tell the truth.
Hey, how much he pay you for that?
Man, you wildin', son. You wildin'.
First and foremost, I want bars, man.
Okay.
Oh,
okay.
Come
then
on,
what
man.
You want at, then what you want after that, bro?
Eye candy, bro.
True.
But
I'm gonna tell you something. Hold up, True. I'm gonna tell you something. If they looked better, that would be a bonus. You know what I mean?
Right.
That's not required, though.
No, it's not required. Yeah, it's not required. Right. No, that's not true. Wait, that's not true. They is there. They is there for that too. Then why even be a female?
Answer this question for me, Truth. So how do they become to be a big entity as Queen of the Ring if majority of these girls are lesbians? They still was popping, bro.
I'm still
watching Queen of the Ring heavy. They got
let
a following. Dudes who's straight dudes listen to watch Queen of the Ring.
Look, let me tell you when I first started watching Queen of the Ring. It was popping because first Babs, we had just seen her from the Bad Boy thing. So it's like, oh, Babs got a battle league. So I'm thinking that, shoot, one day I'm going to see Babs rap. And I used to think, like, man, is Babs going to get in the ring one day?
Right.
And I used to watch her in the ring. I'd be like, and then she had one start, I'd be like, Babs kind of strapped. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
That's what I used to look and see. And then I seen Farrah. Farrah was strapped. 40 was strapped. You know what I mean by strap, right? They had nice bodies and stuff. And it was like a couple of them other girls, I forgot their name, but they were cute too. They were just little and slim, though. But they looked cute, though. I was like, okay, this might kind of go somewhere. Then it started getting man-looking and big and beastie-like, and things started changing, man. You know what I'm saying?
It was like
a removal of the pretty girls, and then they start ushering the big girls and things, you know what I'm saying?
No, the pretty girls got moved out because they ain't spitting shit, man. Farrah might be cute to dudes, but she ain't fire when it comes to the bars. That's facts.
Man, Farrah. Man, listen, but look, she don't have to be fire, but she'll come to the ring with her high heel pump.
She don't
got to
be fire. What the hell I'm watching Battle Rap for, though, she ain't got to be fire.
She ain't, listen,
why,
bro, listen, man. What I'm telling you is she didn't have to – see, you said fire, man, and she got to be fire. She ain't got to be fire to be decent. You get what I'm saying? She ain't got to be fire to be decent. But, man, no, bro, it's a few of them battles. She came to them battles strapped, man. I'm talking about she had on a bodysuit one day with the pump. With the one when she was going against 40, she kicked off the –
that's what I'm talking about in my shit. Yeah, she took off the rock and
hey,
she lost.
Sarah – yeah, she lost.
Don't forget to add
had
that
on
the
look. But you know what made that battle cold? They both had on them body outfits, man. 40 had on that tight body dress, and you know she got a nice figure, and she kind of decent too. And Farrah had on the tight black body pants outfit with the, so, with the boots.
So let me
stuff.
Ask you a question. You so would you watch a battle with C3 or Farrah because you think you know Farrah is not a lesbian and she has more eye candy for your taste? So you'd watch.
I'd rather watch C3 battle Farrah twice on Sunday. C3 can have all the bars she want, but when it's said and done, I'm a dude, and knowing that that's a girl portraying
to
be a dude, I don't want
to
see
it.
I would slide her to the crib, but my point of what I'm saying is, look, my point, this is my whole argument, what I'm saying. You have to at least leave the people with an imagination. I don't have to have you, but at least allow me to have my imagination.
Well, nigga, that's what porn is there for, bro. That's why there's porn,
No, you ain't getting what
that's
I'm saying. No, but no, that's why I call entertainment. See, look, even when it comes to guys, like I'm going to give you an example. Look at Stings. Look at Stings in battle rap. Now, Stings, the man got bars and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Sure, he got bars and everything.
Mm-hmm.
You know what hurt them brothers? You know what hurt them brothers the most in their career?
What was that?
They ain't got no style. They don't have no appearance. They don't dress up. They don't look right. So, therefore, they not likable by the people.
They not likable by the people.
DNA, too. Same thing hurt him.
Nah,
they not likable.
To be fair now, since DNA, and DNA hates, I know niggas hate when I say this, but since DNA been hanging with Shine, he done got his gear game up, though. This is fact, though.
But here's the point. But it don't matter because he still had the stigma of being dusty. You get what I'm saying?
He still had the stigma.
It don't matter, but I'm just keeping it real. Hey. Remember when he battled X-Factor? I don't want to hear about no Michael Jordan sneaks. If you gonna fix that hole in your teeth, you know what I'm saying? Now look. I say that to say this, bro. That matters a lot. Look. Because you have to understand that regardless to even if it's battle rap, you're putting on a show, brother. I totally agree.
Not to watch what niggas rock their gear, but goods always comes to battles dressed properly. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
But
I'm finna go
there
next. I don't
have a nigga coming in with a white tee on and just rock. Nigga, I care about the bars first. I don't really care what you rocking.
Okay.
I care about the bars first.
Well, see, this is what I'm saying, Dre. You could care about that, but you still got to keep in mind you putting on a show, not only inside of the auditorium, but also what's going to go all over the internet to make your views go up higher.
Prime example, Chess don't look like he's buying clothes. Like, Chess just come in, gutter Bronx nigga, but people like Chess not because he's rocking True Religion shirts and all Farabaco, all other crazy shit, and Gucci and Louis and all that. We like Chess because he spit the pain rap. It's always going to come back to the bars. Now, don't get me wrong. Change your appearance. Don't look dusty. Come with a fade because it's on camera forever. I live by that code because this is forever. But I think it's the bar. Like Dre said a second ago, I think it's the bars first. Everything after that is whatever.
Man, I think it all goes together, big bro. Again, I'm gonna show you an example of what I mean by that, especially
right.
doing this music and stuff. Like when the guy come in, right? Like, hold on, let's get back to this. Now, say the Sting and the Shotgun Shug, they not likable by the people because again, they got histories of being dusty dudes. Now you mentioned Good. Since when in battle rap is it ever considered a guy with swag beat you by swag? That don't even make no sense.
I don't live by that code. Nigga beat you by swag.
Right.
But they say, man,
he swagged him out. This battle rap. What you mean he swagged him out? He came to the battle looking like something.
Dude's looking clean. Your brother looking, cats looking clean. You know what I mean? Fresh fitted on.
Right.
Shirt matches
right.
the belt.
That's exactly where I'm going at. Now, for you to be a female, how much more are you than a guy? Look, how much more are you? This is what women supposed to do naturally.
Hold on, prime example. I'm going to take it to music right quick. Are you familiar who Young M.A. is?
Yeah, the Dyke Girl.
She's the one that sing, ooh, all that shit. She's one
I
of the most popular.
I never heard the song. I just saw her face.
Right. She's one of the most pop. She got the one of the most popular song right now. And she's not, you know, straight. You feel me?
She won't laugh.
I don't look at Young
M.A.
when
laugh.
I hear her rhyme. I'm thinking, oh, all I'm seeing is a lesbian. I'm really thinking about, yo, she's dope.
Dre,
she's
can
fire.
I tell you, son? Dre, let me tell you, son. She won't laugh the next year.
It's a different
laugh.
Era, True. What you mean she won't laugh?
I don't care,
era, bro.
Mark my words when I tell you. Okay, what
shows.
I'm going to tell you is
definitely.
Now,
right.
Okay,
look,
the truth. You understand something.
Okay,
what
watch it. Let's bet then. Because I guess.
You don't want to make that
bet. Before you get the. Exactly. But hold on, Truth. Before you make the bet. Hold on, Truth. Before you make that bet. You got to understand. This girl is really the real first lesbian that we've seen out here popping like that. Like, they might have been lesbians on the low. But, like, straight, looking like a dude. And she got respected by not only her counterparts who are lesbian also, but people like us who like hip-hop music, we like her because of the bars. You feel me? Now, and also, you living in a world right now where, my nigga, let's be real, there's gay marriage right now, bro. She's also bringing out lesbians to the show. She's even bringing out people who, straight women who are going to go to the show and probably try to turn them out. So it's a different cycle now, bro. A different slight.
Dress.
And then all of it can be, all, not to mention all the biggest heads in the industry fuck with her.
Exactly.
Okay.
That's
now
facts.
Here's my thing. Now watch this. I'm glad that. But here's my bet. I want y'all to understand this. We can bet. I guarantee you, about time 2018 flip, I'm only giving her 1 year. she gonna fade out. She's going to fade out. Trust me,
why,
man. I know this. I seen.
Only way she's gonna fade out is
all of it.
I'm gonna give you an example, and don't cut me when I say this. Dej Loaf is an attractive young lady, right? But Dej Loaf has faded out. Why? It ain't had nothing to do with her look. Cause she's not a bad looking girl. It faded out because her goddamn music is not popping, my nigga. You can look good all you want, sister, but if your music ain't popping, you got to go. We ain't gonna sit up there because you fly and you look attractive to niggas and shit. No, can you spit? Can you make dope music? And if you ain't doing one of those shits, you getting weeded out. And this is what Young M.A. is popping right now. She's probably the most popular female rapper right now. And that's just being real.
No, that ain't true.
How's she not? The newest female.
Because
she's popping more than Nicki Minaj right now. Remy Ma's jumping on her track.
True.
I mean.
That's
he's
not
on
true.
Fire right now.
That's he's
on
not
fire
true.
Right
she,
now, dog.
Listen, I don't care how on fire. Look, I don't care how on fire she is. She ain't nowhere near close to Nicki in no type of way at all. No
what?
Type of way at all. She's nowhere
Nicki
close to Nicki.
Young
and
MA,
no,
bro. We gonna
man, let me
now.
Tell you something. Okay,
me,
first of all, what do the numbers say? What do the numbers say? What do the numbers say? Nicki Minaj averaging 56. Hey, Dre, it don't matter. What I'm telling you is Nicki Minaj averaging 50 million a hit on you, 50 million a hit on all her videos.
Of
average.
Course, she has
the
a pop. Oh, it's a different truth.
Okay, now here's my
hold
thing.
On,
here's,
let me say something. Look, hold on. It's a different audience, my guy. Nicki Minaj is chilling with the Katy Perry's and them. Young M.A. has not even, she's underground. Harriet Tubman. Underground. Nicki Minaj is not underground. So to compare a girl who's on the pop charts to a girl who's on a come up, it's totally different things. Now I'm going to the bars. I'm not going to views. I'm not going to fan base. Nicki Minaj is going to beat her in that. She has two albums.
She's
going to
beat
her. She has Grammys, this and the third. I'm just comparing. Hold on. I'm comparing. If you throw a beat on and Nicki and Young M.A. standing next to each other, Young M.A. is going to wash her ass. And that's facts.
I don't believe
it. Fucking with Young M.A. on no bars. Wasn't her fucking old man Safari riding her shit? Since she been with Meek Mill, she ain't even fucking dropping on music. You better get back with Safari and fucking write their music back, Nicki. That's fact. And let's be real. Nicki Minaj, niggas like Nicki Minaj because she's an attractive woman. But for music-wise, I'd rather listen to that Butch Young M.A. That's just show you what kind of nigga I am. I don't care about the look shit, my nigga. Can you rhyme? Can you spit? And Young M.A. is watching Nicki on that, in my opinion.
Well, here's my thing, brother, what I'm saying. I don't know. Look, when it comes to Young M.A., compared to Nicki, there's no comparison at all.
I agree, because Nicki's on a different plateau.
Yeah, but she Nicki bring more to the table than her too. Not only that, Nicki bring more to the table. It don't matter. They still in the music industry together. They could be different all they want. His exact words were, "Young MA is the hottest female popping right now." And no, she's not bigger than Nicki. I don't care how hot she popping. She not.
No,
her numbers ain't gonna back her up. You said what?
We said Drake.
You said what?
She not. No, I said she not. For sure, she not. Nah. She not bigger.
Look, and she don't bring more to the table than Nicki at all. Nicki just a whole. Nicki crossed over. She on a whole nother level. But here's
my
point.
I agree with you. Nicki's on a different level. But because she's on a different level, that's why I say, for my taste of music, for my taste of bars, I fuck with Young M.A. way more than I fuck with Nicki Minaj. If Nicki Minaj drops a mixtape tomorrow, and Young M.A. drops a mixtape tomorrow, I am downloading Young M.A. shit tomorrow. I'm not downloading Nicki Minaj shit. I don't even want to hear that shit. She was on fucking Meek Mill shit. Her verse was fucking trash. You better find out the song.
What she dropped on Meek Mill that was trash?
The fucking Dream Chasers 4 joint that she had with, I forgot, it was Meek, her, and somebody
else. The one they did the video when she in the thing?
Nah, bro. You talking about,
she killed
eye
that.
Candy. You keep harping on the eye candy aspect of it.
No. I'm talking about lyrically why she killed that song with Meek Mill on that video when they're in the mansion and she's in that pool.
What song are you talking about?
Because she murdered
I'm talking
that.
About the new song on Dream Chasers 4.
Well, I ain't heard.
Is what I'm talking about.
I got to see what you're talking about.
That just came out about a month and a half ago.
Man, look.
That's what I'm talking about.
You can have Young M.A. Give me Nicki. Give me Nicki any day.
I want Nicki for all those reasons.
Look, let me tell you something. I take Nicki over.
I'm living in the real world. Like, you up there having fantasy.
No, you can't be. First of all, you can't be in the real world even saying that. Because, first of all, Nicki put on a better show than Young M.A., performed better than Young M.A., got more hits than Young M.A., looked better than Young M.A., and got a big old, you talking about people supporting her. Man, come on, man. Nicki run the game, man, for female.
You ain't hear when I said earlier that I agree with you that they are not on the same level because Nicki crossed over. She's in the Katy Perry world. She's on the Grammys world. It's a different it's levels to this. I understand that. I don't think you heard what I said. Now, if you put
I think Young M.A. lyrically
is better than Nicki Minaj. Lyrically.
I ain't even agreeing with that.
I don't give a fuck about your fan base. I don't give a fuck about your sales. I don't give a fuck about radio rotation or you rubbing shoulders with Ebro and Rosenberg. I don't give a fuck about none of that shit. I don't care if you're packing out stadiums. I'm just saying lyrics, bars, putting that shit together. Me making the jazz
face.
I still
take Nicki.
When I hear the rap,
I still take Nicki.
I got younger than me.
I take Nicki. Any day. Any day. Because here's the thing, you got to understand.
I got an interesting question, man. Let me ask y'all a question. Because I like both of y'all points. Both of y'all got some points. And my thing is this, right? I'm like this right now. If you had to go to one of their shows, whose show would you go to first if you had to go?
Nicki.
I'll take it.
Exactly.
I'll go to Nicki.
Exactly.
I'm keeping the stack.
Exactly. Hey, and here's the thing. And if I had to do a song with somebody, it's going to be, look, I don't think Young M.A. is better.
That's different now. Let me explain my point.
Dre, let me explain my point. I take Nicki over her and if I do have to do a song, because here's the thing you're not getting. Nicki is a professional. Nicki makes songs and hits. So if you're saying Young M.A. more lyrical than her because she's trying to force herself to be lyrical, Nicki ain't trying to force herself to – listen, bro, hear me out. Nicki ain't trying to force herself to be lyrical. Nicki know how to make hits. It's a difference when you're making hits that's selling over somebody just trying to spit. You ain't get what I'm saying. Other than somebody trying to spit and make bars. So my whole point, what I'm saying, if you're writing a song to make hits, it's the same thing what they say why battle rappers can't make music. They try to be too lyrical and do all these things, but don't know how to dumb down the music to the point where it can become a hit. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
Same thing with this Nicki Younger May whole thing. Younger May probably do got better bars than her because she's trying to spit lyrical. Nicki just saying, okay, this song is about this. I'm finna go in on this. See what I'm saying? Big
difference. I like bars though, my nigga. See, that's what I'm saying. It's different strokes, different folks. Pause. Because you're talking about hits. I'm not even talking about hits. I'm from a, see, I don't listen to the radio, so maybe it's a different thing. I don't really care. That's what I kept saying. I don't know if he's feeling me on this. You probably understand what I'm saying. I don't care about the hits. I care about throwing
a
heartbeat, and we just spitting and rhyming, and let's get it
popping. I get you 100%.
Get your
16,
I got my 16, and make it do what it do.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's like if I had to do a track with one of them, you give me on the track with one of them, give me Young and May.
You give me on the track with them, I'll take Nicki. I'm going to take Nicki. And I'm going to tell you another thing. Look, I'm going to get the bars out of her anyway because I know she can do it. See, this is my whole point of what I'm saying. I'm not going to just take her because I don't think she can do it. I know she can do it. But I'm bringing to the table, not only can she do
it,
she's going to sound good doing it, look great doing it.
It's a different type of rapping, though.
Right. Well, my thing is... I don't really think they doing a type of rap. I don't think they doing a different type of rap. I'm just looking at it like you doing. Hear what I'm saying. I don't think they doing a different type of rap. I just believe what you doing is what's being asked. And if anybody, I always say this to people in my studio. As an artist, never say you have a type. Because you don't have a type. Because when you become an artist, what you have now become is work for hire. And work for hire means that whatever a person call you for, they only paying you for your services. You will get called out of the blue from Katy Perry, Tyler Swift, Britney Spears. It don't matter if you don't do their music. It don't matter if they like you or not.
What's been doing lately with music? That's beating what Young M.A. is doing with Ooh and all that, and she making a buzz. I'm just trying to figure that out right quick.
No, Nicki is at the time of her music where everybody doing music, where you take your little chill pill for a minute, let your stuff build up, and then you hit them again. That's what she's doing right now.
But then
she just dropped the
what
was that called? The pink thing?
You got the frisbee out the window. Get that shit out of here, Barbie.
Bro, this is what I'm trying to tell you, man. Whenever you done talking, man, Nicki, when it started said and done, that's the top female in the game, man.
Young and May on the album. See, I'm an underground nigga. I like Rapsody. I like Young and May. I like, you know what I'm saying? I think Rapsody is fire. You know what I'm saying? I like, that's just me.
That's just
I'm
you.
I'm not a radio dude, so I don't really listen to Nicki. The music that I heard Nicki Minaj spit, the Pink Friday one I heard it before. Not for me. You know what I'm saying? I come up under Light, Latifah, Lauren, Bahamadia. Like, those are the chicks that Nicki don't do it for me. Foxy Brown, Kim, Rodiga.
Yeah.
Those are females.
Have you ever rode around to a Nicki Minaj song in your ride?
Never. Never.
Exactly.
Never, ever.
Exactly.
If I'm driving to my whip and I'm playing Nicki Minaj, I want somebody to take a rock and just throw it at my window. Just throw that shit. Dead ass. And I ain't even hating on Nicki. I'm just thinking Young M.A. is literally bad. I don't want nobody to think I'm hating on Nicki Minaj. She's a sister. I respect her. She's a female rapper. She do what she do. But for me, her music, lyrically, I don't even think she got bars like that, to be honest. She make little pop tunes.
Man, Barbie. Listen, man.
Hi, Barbie. Hi, Barbie. Like, those, you know what I'm saying? That's cool. You know? She do what she do.
Look, bro, I saw Nicki do something nobody ain't did, man. I seen Nicki, man, come on stage.
Dre, check your phone right quick.
I seen Nicki come on, big bro, man, and took over his show after Jay-Z and Kanye West, man. And you literally forgot that they was on stage. Yeah, you forgot that they just performed.
Jay-Z?
That's how
I see.
Jay-Z.
I couldn't do that. You know what? I disagree with that. You know why I disagree with that?
You can't disagree with it because it's the truth.
More than
you
Minaj.
Can't disagree. Listen.
Ow.
You can't disagree with that, Dre, because it's the truth. Because here's the thing that was about it. She the one who closed. She closed the event. Now, what do that tell you? Anytime Jay-Z and Kanye West come on before her, and she was the closing act of the show. Exactly.
Truth.
You know what I'm
saying? We're going to go back to this conversation. Truth. Just stay on the phone. I got a guest on here. I'm an interview. Just stay on, because we're going to revisit this, okay?
Come on with it.
Just stay on the phone with me. I'm going to talk to this guy right quick.
Who we bringing on? You know, it's two.
This show off right here, 901.
All right. Hold up, though. Who's 718?
I don't know, but do you see? He's probably listening. But do you see a 901?
Yeah, but the 718 been waiting for 20 minutes.
Nah, son, you got to put 901 in. Hey, they go wait. I show off. I don't know what that is.
I don't know what that is.
Put 901 in. The show off is supposed to call in.
You on? Show off on.
Show what up?
The fuck is popping, bro?
What's popping, my nigga? Talk to me.
Us, nigga. The fact that shit about to change.
Elaborate. What you mean? Talk to me.
Listen, man. We gonna talk actual, right?
Right.
People may say, all right, his last couple big battles, this, that, and the third, they can say what they want. They still gonna have to say I won. I literally probably like the only solid Brooklyn nigga right now that been getting consistent wins. So
over
I think
Cortez?
It's time for me to put. I think it's time for me to put Brooklyn on my back. You feel
all
me?
Right, fuck it. We gonna talk that Brooklyn shit because you know I'm a Brooklyn nigga too. Let's talk that Brooklyn shit right quick. Now,
right.
You, Math, Cortez, Jazz, Jerry West, right? Those, and that other scrawny little nigga Dot, right?
Jay Murder. Thanks.
And you saying you are the top of the holding Brooklyn BK down?
Salute Jazz, you know what I'm saying? She leading when it comes to the ladies, but, man.
What about Cortez?
You know, we got
Cortez is bad, damn near
what about,
nominee for Battle of the Year show.
And for what battle?
Don't do that show, man. Him and B-Dot was fire. Him and Big K was fire, too,
him and Big K was him and Big K was 90 seconds. Big K gave that nigga the bars from the rounds that he took out of the rounds for me. He had a minute and 30-second rounds for me on the – and got booked for 3-minute rounds. He gave
right,
Cortez
the
look of the
but, show, let's be real. A lot of niggas going into that battle, though, let's be real. They picked Big K being at his 90 seconds. I thought in 90 seconds, Cortez ain't going to get a lot of shit off because Big K come with them punches. And Core held it down, you know what I mean?
Bro, it's a new day. I mean, punches is dope, my nigga. Punches is dope, but, my nigga, if we going to talk attributes in battle rap, my nigga.
Right.
I'm sorry, my nigga. Wordplay is what makes a strong pin. Not punching. I could say something is like a something 100 times. That's all you got to do to make a punchline is use the word like and make a comparison. It takes real skill to be able to use wordplay correctly because using wordplay incorrectly will become a reach. I'm just saying, it takes more mental brain power to make proper wordplay than it does a punchline, my nigga. And I ain't sitting on nobody who do punchlines because I punch too, but I do everything in my battle. I do schemes, I do wordplay, I do punches, I do real talk. I got aggression that's unmatched by anybody. That's why the bully shit is gonna be dope because who the fuck will bully me?
Well, Sway tried to do it, that didn't work. It will.
It didn't work.
You know,
I mean, look, I stood across from the most disrespectful nigga and made him look timid.
To my ass?
Of course.
Him pulling out the phone, too, though. I didn't like that either, but that's neither.
But, nah, look, really look at the footage, though, bro. Every time he had to do a gun ball where his arm had to extend, he had to go in the crowd with his homies behind his homies. I cut all the room off. Look how far back Boomin' was standing behind me. That's where I was supposed to be standing. I was standing there, standing where I want. It's different.
Now, look at it here now. Oz, Big K, Swave, J400 Block, Ill Will, QB, and now you got Math.
And
are you
Big
happy
K,
with
dude.
The resume you have so far?
And
I mean, you battle other niggas, too. I mean, let's talk about Briz when using fucking URL, this, that, and the third, but I'm talking about mainly RBE now. Are you happy where your career is going now? Mm-hmm. So you getting the looks you want to get?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it's only going to get crazier as the as 2017 pull up. You feel what I'm saying? It's only going to get crazier because I officially found the cheat code so niggas can't duck. So now it's over. It's over with. Facts. It's over with. I found the cheat code. They can't say no. So whoever I want to get.
What about math? You hype for this?
Am I what?
Are you hype for math? You a hopper.
Am I hype for this? Yo, on some for real shit, it's going to be a different type of talking to because if you go on any math interview, he got 20 interviews online where they like, yo, would you battle show off? He like, nah, I respect that nigga. It's a Brooklyn thing. So why are we getting on stage together?
It's almost like when fucking X Factor and A-Verb battle, and X Factor was like, why are we battle? We from the Midwest.
Like,
but
why
you accept
we
that, though?
Of course. Why would I not accept it? You know what I'm saying? It's like... At the end of the day, that's why I salute my nigga James. I fuck with his slogan. It ain't about friends, it's about competition. And I got some talking to do. I got some talking to do.
So
you
because
know?
So because niggas from the same borough and there's a respect factor from niggas, that's
I
going out
never,
the window. We won't give a fuck if niggas from Brooklyn, this, that, and the third,
bro,
throwing that shit out
nigga,
the window.
I ain't never borough bang, my nigga. I never been that dude, because at the same time, I'm the same one from the Ville who done seen somebody right-hand man push their wig back. They was from Brooklyn. Most Brooklyn niggas get killed by a Brooklyn nigga.
That's facts, though.
You feel me?
Niggas just try to fucking assassinate fucking Troy Ass. Fucking
word.
In Brownsville.
That was crazy.
For Christmas.
That was crazy. You feel me? Like, you got to keep your head on the swivel and realize that every smile and every grin is not a genuine one. Every handshake is not an official one. That's why I
That's
be
real.
Careful who I shake my hand to and who hand I shake. You feel me?
You dropping jewels right now like we married, nigga.
You feel me? Word up.
But,
you know what's crazy? I heard his interview. I'm saying I heard the interview he did. You feel me? And he was like, yeah, you know, I respect this pen. You know what I'm saying? I respect all math accolades. That shit, the humble talk, that shit is not going to stop what's about to happen on February 4th, bro. That shit ain't going to stop what's about to happen. I bet you this. He was right about one thing. I bet you this is a battle of the year. I bet you that.
You
I know
so?
Other people got other. Bro, my nigga, it's about to be historic.
But
you
hold on,
saying?
So, hold on,
be...
on. So isn't it kind of hard to make that kind
of
call? That's going to be battle
not.
Of the year without the match even happening yet, though, my nigga?
Think about it like this.
All right.
Every blogger,
mm-hmm.
every fan,
mm-hmm.
every battler has said something was going to be battle of the year based on seeing a card before the event happened.
Yes, that's real. I've been guilty
you
of that.
Feel me? But I know that with what I wrote, what I have, what I'm bringing past my bars... Bro, I just need for him to have three of those first round Chilla Jones rounds. You feel me? He just need to have three of those. You know what I'm saying? Or have three third rounds for Rex, or have some. You feel what I'm saying?
I ain't Solomon. Some Iron Solomon shit when he bad. Iron and shit.
Nah, Iron Solomon's not gonna work. That's not gonna work. That's not enough. I'm strapped.
Do you think you're the favorite going into this battle, or because Math will be the favorite, being that seniority?
You know what I do think though. I think that, you know, all jokes aside, I think that this is about to be the most fire Math hopper anybody's seen, because it's just proving that I'm not that dude that you could just come with some mediocre ass rounds and beat. You can't do it. Why? Because I'm like the best of both worlds. They know I'm a real nigga. They know I'm in the streets. You know what I'm saying? Well, pardon that, X that out, because shit, people be listening. Nah, I'm not in the streets. I'm from the streets. I take it back. Nah, I don't take that shit back. I'm on the block of my niggas right now. You feel me? But shit, real
Grab
talk. You feel me?
Nigga, go ahead.
All day. You know what I'm saying? But I also got a fire ass pen. So what happens when you put a fire ass pen in the hands of a real nigga is hard to
do. I've been watching you forever, man. And this is what, as a supporter of battle rap, what I watch from you. I think, and correct me, you can tell me shut the fuck up because me and you got a relationship like that.
You know shit.
You're right. We peoples. Let me ask you a question. Do you think that when you write your rhymes, that you're writing a lot of shit that's going to be better on camera, that's in the building? Because a lot of times when you say shit, my nigga, it's like, you got to really listen to certain niggas, you got to really listen to when they spitting their shit because they say a lot of intricate shit and shit that might go over your head. Do you think that you're better on camera than in the building?
All right, I'll put it to you like this. When I first started battle rapping, right?
Right.
You know what the fans say? They say, oh, he just a bully nigga. He don't got no bars.
Niggas did say that about you, though. Look at that. That's true, though.
Right. Exactly. So you know what I said? I said, oh, they got me fucked up because I was trying to dumb shit down. And then I started thinking about it because I'm a father, right?
Mm-hmm.
I started thinking about battle rap the same way I think of my little ones. You know what I'm saying? I could easily keep telling y'all the ABCs, but if I don't teach y'all words that the letters go together and make words, y'all not going to elevate. So I started putting bars together where it made people think. I want a fan base of thinkers. When they catch that, like, oh, that's fucking crazy. But yeah, I do that on purpose. But the reality is I can do anything. I can do anything in battle rap. I could come to a battle. Think about my battles, right? Go to the Sway battle. Go to my first round versus Sway, right? I was punching crazy, right? Boom. Go to my first round versus Blacksmith. You know what I'm saying?
Your first round versus Blacksmith was fire. Okay.
Right. I appreciate that. But Pete, right? It was more dumbed down bars with more catch it in the room haymakers, which is why every 2 to 3 bars the crowd was going crazy. Right? So I already showed it I can do the lines that you catch right then and there, but then it started putting me in a box. Oh, he just a fucking bully. They want to see me versus Calico. They want to see me versus Mav. They want to see me versus all the bully niggas, Ice. You know what I'm saying? They want to see me versus Sway. Cool. But that excluded me from being able to get battles with the Daylights, the Chiller Jones, the JC, the Danny Myers. It's way more
niggas with an ill pen. You saying with a strong pen game, right?
Yeah, it's way more pen battle rappers than it is bully battle rappers, my nigga. And I'm not the nigga that is trying to be put in nobody box. So when I started upping my pen, like, oh, this nigga pen crazy. Now they want to mention me with the JCs, the Danny Myers, the Chillers. You know what I'm saying? They want to, I want to see that. That'll be crazy. This nigga show of pen is crazy. You feel me? But what I will say is they don't have to worry about that for this math battle. They don't have to worry about catching nothing on camera. They don't have to worry about that. It's different. This is different.
Let me ask you the writing process. How does that work for you? Do you write to beats, or how does it work for you? Or you just write?
Nah.
You know what I'm saying?
Nah.
Zoned out somewhere, just.
Nah, I don't write to a beat because it's not music. There's no tempo in battle rap. You feel what I'm saying? Now I know certain people do it. You know what I'm saying? And that's cool.
Yeah, a lot of niggas that do that shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah, because flow is one of the biggest attributes in battle rap. Because sometimes it ain't even what you're saying, is how smooth it come off. If the delivery right, the flow right, you feel me? I understand that. I was doing music before battle rap, so that already goes to me like anyway. But there's also those moments where there's no tempo and there's no pattern. Where in order for you need 13, 14 words in this line right here and then 3 words in the next line to make that shit hit crazy. You know what I'm saying? It's all with the cadence you put on the bar after that. Hold up.
So going into this math battle, what's the writing process for you? Do you feel you got to go personal because you got more shit to get on him about than he might have to get about you about because he's been in the limelight longer?
Nah, man. I'm going to keep it all the way real with you. I cannot say one way or another because I learned something from the Oz battle. Before the Oz battle, I was on Twitter saying this and saying that. You feel what I'm saying?
Like, bro, you
soft, my nigga. I know you for real, my nigga. I be on Ellis, my nigga. Like, your right-hand man is a cop. And as soon as I said that, he already knew something I was going to talk about.
So I'm not.
Right.
That's why he was able to say, you said my man a cap. That's true. That's why he could do the rebuttal for it. You feel me? He can't. I'm not saying nothing that's going to give away nothing because just know that this shit right here is going to be epic. It's going to be very, very fucking different. It's going to be very different. I know that people have noticed that when these so-called names stand in front of me, they don't look the same. They want to say, oh, the battle was trash. No, it's not that the battle was trash, bro. It's because they will not look the same in front of me because I'm not the same as anybody they stood in front of. Think about it. Nobody ever saw Us look timid like that. Nobody ever saw Swave not be able to. He made Old Red cry. Nobody ever seen Swave not be able to bully a nigga on stage. I'm not QP. Salute to my brother Swave. You feel what I'm saying? I ain't quantum physics. That nigga damn near pushed that man off the fucking stage. You know what I'm saying? Word is born. Big K. He make niggas look. Big K be making niggas look soft. Nah, my nigga. I'm in your mid. Talking.
Let me ask
that,
you a question. Can you understand what some people, though, show? To be fair, do you understand some people have Big K winning that in a very close battle?
Nah.
What do you mean trying to hear that?
Nah, let me tell you why. Look, everybody is entitled to picking their winner. You feel me?
Right.
My thing is, number one, as a fan, right? As a fan, when a person gets booked and they fuck with their fans, if they get booked for a certain amount of time, they're going to fill that time up because they want to give their fans as much material as they can or whatever they was booked for. You feel what I'm saying?
Right.
So when people start saying, oh, this nigga rap twice as long, no, I didn't. What I did was I stuck to our time limit. Our time limit was 3 to 3:30. I respect my fans enough to fill it up because anything else to my fan base would be a slap in the face to the people who love seeing me. You feel me? Word.
Why is there always a time discrepancy in battle rap, though, so?
It's really not, bro. You know what it really is? It's because, you know, like certain leads will be biased toward one battle rapper, so they'll try to cut you off in the middle of your shit. I really personally never experienced that with my league. You feel what I'm saying? Like,
right.
Like one time, ain't gonna lie, during the Oz battle, I think my first round, I do think my shit was like 350, you know what I'm saying, almost 4 minutes. You feel what I mean? I do believe my first round was like 350, you know what I'm saying? I tried to cut it short, but I needed to get all my bars in there. You know what I'm saying? That right there was on me. Other than that,
right,
bro, I never had no discrepancies, my nigga. It's just, you know what I'm saying, it's certain leads that fuck with a battle rapper more than they'll fuck with maybe a new face that's in front of them or something like that, and they'll just cut them, you know what I'm saying? And that's cool. Because other leagues do it too. You know, they got an artist they try and push. They want to put them in a certain light. You feel what I'm saying? Like, I haven't really had nothing like that going since my battle with Dose. He was trying to make a comeback. I battled Dose. He trying to make a comeback. We got scheduled for 2-minute rounds. And I'm wondering why this nigga's rapping for like 3:30. You know what I'm saying? So if you go to the footage, you're going to see me say, I don't know why the fuck this cornball nigga still rapping, because my thing is, even if you got an artist you trying to push and you're going to allow him to go 3:30, pay me like you booked me for 3:30 then, and I won't say shit because I got paid. I got paid for that. You feel what I'm saying?
Right.
Anything other than that, I'm cutting the nigga off myself. I ain't waiting for nobody else to do it because it's a business too. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Pay me for that check, and I ain't gonna say shit. You can let your artist rap for 20 minutes. Just pay me for 20-minute rounds.
Now, let me ask you a question. Are you the face of RBE?
I feel I am. I feel like I earned that spot, though. It's not like it was given to me, but it's born. And there's many faces of RBE. It's not just me. But the reality,
I think you and Jim's, I would say.
Yeah. Hell yeah. James is definitely a face of RBE. Hell yeah. Salute to my brother. And middle fingers to all y'all dirty niggas. Stop being dirty.
Yo, Jim's blogs are the best, my nigga. I ain't going front. When I see a notification on my phone from this nigga, I click on that shit early, so no bullshit. That nigga's asking
for it, man. I be mad as hell sometimes, my nigga. Pissed off at the world, like somebody pissed in my cornflakes, nigga. I throw on Jim's blogs, bro, and I be dying, my nigga.
Dying.
I forgot all about what had me tight, bro.
Oh man, that's crazy.
But I earned my spot when it comes to RBE. You know what I'm saying? My first, I had a trap house battle. I was supposed to battle Lex Luthor on a main event. You feel me? He did a no show or whatever. And it was a dude from Philly named Dope. You hit Red, bro. It's true talk, you know what I'm saying? And yeah, he hit Mercy up like 40 minutes before we supposed to battle. Like, I think I'm about to go to jail or some shit like that. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, damn, nigga, they about to put the cuffs on you, my nigga. Run. Who stands there to get cuffed? You know what I'm saying? But the nigga from Philly named Dope, he jumped out the window like, I got a round for anybody. And I went to ARP. I was like, yo, look, bro. Because I was just standing on his stage, and I saw Boom Battle Verb, you feel me? And the whole atmosphere was official. You know what I'm saying? It was lit. So, and then I saw, and then Boom had already told me, yo, listen, these some real niggas right here. You feel what I'm saying? These some A1 niggas. You going to see for yourself. So when I seen ARP in the Trap House event, I was like, yo, bro, I already know who you are. You feel what I'm saying? Peep this, right? I'm about to kill a nigga in here, and I'm trying to get on your stage. Flat, like, straight like that. And a nigga Dope jumped out the window, and I did that nigga so bad, he forgot how to rap. Like, completely forgot how to rap. He couldn't spit a mixtape. He couldn't spit a round. That nigga was just standing there with the Macaulay Culkin face. That nigga was standing there looking at him. Real talk, bro. He's looking like Hazy when he got his chain snatched, my nigga. No bullshit. So, I smoked the nigga. I got the Hazy battle. Smoked Hazy, you know what I'm saying? And after that, right after my Hazy battle, he was like, yo, my nigga, yo, you fucking fire. Like, I want to see you against my favorite battle rapper. And at the time, that was Swave Sever. You know what I'm saying? And that was one of my favorite battle rappers at the time, too. You know what I'm saying? So when the shit got, when it got booked, I already knew how I had to come. And ever since then, consistency. You know what I'm saying? People may say one bar didn't hit or, oh, this nigga did a reach. Oh, because they went crazy over this whole the Simba Down shit. You know what I'm saying? They went crazy.
Yeah, niggas, we was kind of like niggas.
I'm like, damn, my nigga, I can't get one. I mean, it ain't like I have another battle online.
J-Rock got the nanny. This other nigga got this. Y'all can't let me slide, my nigga. Come on.
Right. It ain't even that. You got niggas talking about the extended clip in the revolver, my nigga. You know what I'm saying?
And DNA kind of machetes.
Bro, that was set in a battle against me, my nigga. Me versus Jay. And I'm like, ain't nobody going to say shit about this. He got the extended clip in the revolver, my nigga. Nobody saying shit. But y'all want to say something? Because I said a Lion King line? What the fuck? All right. Nah, but. Word up, bro. Not sure good, though. I pulled his serve. I said, tax me. Some shit. What the fuck did it be saying? That shit be having me a knot. Word.
Now, let me ask you a question.
Yo.
What happened with you and URL? I never really got the story from you yourself, because I remember your last battle on URL, correct me if I'm wrong, was against Briz Rothstein, right, in the small room?
Nah, my last battle on URL was against Blacksmith. That was a PG battle. That's why I knew it was newborn.
It's been a long time. God damn it.
Yeah, and it came out on Trap House New York.
Oh, word?
Yeah.
Okay. But what happened, though? You wear the No Contract Killer shirt. Is that what just went left?
Oh, nah, hell no. Now, hell no. You know what's funny, though? Everybody swore to God that the No Contract Killer has something to do with URL. My thing is, bro, it never had nothing to do with it. Do you realize there is no league in battle rap? You've seen me battle all over the United States. There's no league in battle rap that could hit you up and say, show up, ever put his John Hancock on a piece of paper to show up to a battle. That's why I'm the No Contract Killer. I'm talking about No Contract Nowhere. I've never signed a contract. I'm not contracted by RVE. I choose to be loyal to them because they loyal to me. That's family.
Right.
All facts. But there's no league. I done battled in Virginia. I done battled in Miami. I done battled, like, everywhere, my nigga. There's nobody who can show you something that says show or put his name on some shit. Facts. Because my
word is my
phone.
What do you
think
about niggas signing contracts to URL? What you think about that show?
Nah, I mean, on some real shit, to each his own. You feel what I'm saying? I kind of like being not under a contract because, like I said, once you build your brand, think about it like this. If you talk about the industry or whatever, right? Say you got Meek Mill, right? He made $1 million off a mixtape, right? Right. He made $1 million on his own off of his mixtapes. You think he going to go and sign with Maybach to make less money than he made on his own? Because Maybach is going to give a better look? Fuck that.
Right.
Wow. When I could just do the Yo Gotti and make all this bread, you know what I'm saying? Just doing my own thing. You see what I'm saying? I built my brand. I built my buzz. I made my name hot, and I get booked. And they book me because they know that I'm going to come, whether it's a small stage or a big stage, they know I'm going to come with fire. I don't care about the – it ain't about the opponent. It's about what my fans deserve to see, which is why if you see me in front of a nigga with a lesser name, all you're going to say is, God damn, bro, this nigga show cooked this nigga. Who the – he killed this nigga. I done seen fans say, yo, this nigga might have had a chance, but show did him so bad, I don't even want to see this nigga no more. Word. And now I can travel whenever I want and make as much money off of this, you know what I'm saying, without getting permission from nobody. That's why I've never been in no, you know what I'm saying? I ain't never been really good with, like, taking orders anyway. You feel what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah, you don't come off that way at all, so not at all.
I can't do it, bro. Motherfuckers tell me, sit. Like, I'm going to stand up and probably kick your ass. You know what I'm saying?
Now, so... let me ask you a question. I don't do the TMZ shit going on here. I never do that shit because I respect you too much. But I'd be remiss not to ask you that. All that shit that was going on and niggas trying to slander your name with that bullshit.
Listen, bro. All I can say, this, man. Every nigga who has ever hurt a female's heart or ever just left like, all right, this shit is not right, so I'm out. And they might have had it in their mind, well, I've heard him say he was out before. Well, maybe he's just talking, but then you realize, oh, this nigga really left me. Like, he really stopped fucking with me. Everybody who has ever hurt a female has been on the blunt end of a female's wrath. Words, any of that
nigga
shit.
Nigga can't fuck. Nigga got a little this. We been there, you know.
Exactly. You feel what I'm saying? So, in real talk, my nigga, I really, really, really was always taught if it don't apply to let it fly, my nigga. I can't feed into shit and breathe life into some shit that's fake. You feel what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, what I'm talking about it for? I'll leave that to them.
I feel you, my nigga. Son, why I never fall into that shit. I'm like, yo, bro, fuck I look like, bro. I ain't fucking about that shit.
I got a premonition,
I just want you to clearly on that dumb shit. You know what I mean?
Hey, yo, you hear me, my nigga? I got a premonition. I'm having a premonition. All 3.5 rounds going to be about that. And he going to get smoked.
That's where I was going right there, show. Like, any concern that he's going to incorporate that around and, you know what I mean?
He is. But think about it, my nigga. All right, before all that fake fraud shit, right, what has there ever been for a battle rapper to say about show? Nothing. They got to depend on
personal
rap.
Nah, well, J4 had to try to get personal, too, with that shit, you know what I mean?
Come on, my nigga. Where you think, bro, where the fuck do you think she even clinged onto anything from to even try to make this shit, you know what I'm saying? I don't battle Jay, right? And he don't talk that fake shit, right? What is she gonna say? She gotta attack me in battle rap, my nigga. You can't attack me. She can't attack me in real life. Once I dub her, you can't even be around me. I don't allow it. You feel me?
Niggas gotta go to fake person.
I'm gonna try to ruin this career. No, you're not. You're gonna get me booked more because now people think they got something to talk about and it's gonna get me more money in my pocket. What are you talking about? I told her thank you. My word is bond. I told her thank you. You know how many other names that used to be like, nah, show, I'm not battling him. I'm talking about niggas been trying to drop the bag on these niggas. You feel me? They like, nah. Or niggas to give a preposterous amount of money to try to get the battle going. You know these niggas is asking for lower bread just to stand across from the show now? Oh, I appreciate it. I'm going to smoke your dumb ass.
So, before we wrap up here, I want to get your predictions real quick, man. Let me get a few predictions here. Jibs and Verbs, talk to me.
That's going to be so fire, my nigga. Oh, man, bro. That's going to be so fire, my nigga. All right. If Verb show up with 3, I'll say older Verb, like the older Verb rounds, you know what I'm saying? Because we can't escape, you know what I'm saying, the fact. And Verb know, you know what I'm saying? I was in the loo. I was chopping it up and fucking with the nigga. He knows, you know what I'm saying? He a cool nigga. I got a different kind of respect for the nigga since I saw that nigga in the streets for real. You feel what I'm saying? Like, niggas fuck with him. Niggas respect this shit. He ain't no slouch nigga. But we can't escape the fact that the rounds that Verb bring, unless it's on the URL stage, are not as impactful as when they're on the URL stage. You feel what I'm saying? So if Verb could come with three rounds like Smack booked them, then it's going to be crazy. You know what I'm saying? Because I know Jim's is, I already know Jim's about to go crazy. He, think about it. His resume, he'll sit and not battle nobody until he get a big name.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Facts. So, and every time he's in front of a big name, he's showing proof. You feel what I'm saying? You can't deny the fact that the nigga is just, he's fire, my nigga. He get better every battle, like, period. So it depends on what Verb shows up, because I already know where Jim's going to show up, a better Jim's than the last time we saw him. You know what I'm saying? That's what hunger does. But if Verb come with three solid-ass rounds, my nigga, I really can't call no one. You feel what I'm saying? I can't. But if he come with some subpar-ass rounds, he going to get smoked, and it's going to be Jim's 30. That's just
now,
how I feel.
You battled two of these people here.
Uh-huh.
QB, Arsenal. Talk to me.
Oh, that's about to be crazy.
Show, am I fucked up picking QB 2-1 over Arsenal?
No, because, bruh, I still, yo, look, official is my people, you feel me? QB
right.
is my people, you know what I'm saying? It's still times that I watch official on QB and have QB winning, my nigga. I know official has some crazy punches, my nigga, but that raw street, fuck your mother, she could go suck a sick dick, bruh. That raw, grimy ass shit, my nigga, I love that shit, bruh. I love that shit, my nigga. It's just different. It's just something that I slap the shit out your baby do for me more than something is like a, you know what I'm saying? It's, bro, it's just different, my nigga. It's different. And Oss is an unpredictable nigga in battle rap. We all see that. You feel what I'm saying? He's an unpredictable nigga. He'll, and when it comes to, think about it, these are the two most disrespectful people besides gender, you know what I'm saying? Like, of different genders in battle rap, period, my nigga. Like,
King
period.
Disrespectful against Queen Disrespectful, show.
How long we been fiending to see this battle, my nigga? Salute the Red Breed for being able to make that shit happen, my nigga.
Word, facto.
Bro, niggas been wanting to see this literally for years, my nigga,
for years, fam.
Word. This shit. Oh, my God. I can't say that Austin's going to beat her, and I can't say she's going to beat that nigga, bro.
Right.
The thing about Austin, my nigga, is he going to come. He gonna come, you know what I'm saying? He ain't gonna play, my nigga. He not gonna, but she not gonna play either, my nigga, because think about
it. I believe
this is something that they both been wanting for a long time. Because this is a title match, gender or no gender, my nigga. This is a fucking title match for top disrespect.
Yep.
Yeah.
Now, a battle that I'm looking forward to, I think it's gonna be a good back and forth show. I don't know if you feel me on this, my nigga.
You
Big Ken and Chris Lamar, I think it's gonna be a dope back and forth, my nigga. Talk to me.
Nigga, that shit is about to be, first off, you saw what happened when the nigga put Craig Lamar in front of JC, my nigga.
Classic.
That was
top 10 battle this year. Classic. Facto.
Bro, classic. That nigga Craig Lamar is too different, son. He too different,
word,
my nigga. And JC, come on, my nigga. We already know that's,
already know
that's
JC.
Top 10.
Come on,
bro.
You know.
Come on, right. So, but Big Cannon is, yeah, bro, you saw Luke and my bro Excel, my nigga, but you saw what he did.
Big Cannon,
Excel,
JC was fire. Big Cannon, Mr. Mills is fire, RBE, my nigga. Both them
Facts.
Shit is fire.
Facts, but think about it. Big Cannon is damn near King Haymaker, my nigga, in real life.
And Rebuttal King and Freestyle the Dome. That nigga is nasty, show.
Bro, what the nigga told JC, what the nigga was like, you'll forever be the Ice Cube of the group, never getting credit for writing all of that easy shit. Oh, my God, bro. God damn.
Yo, Big Cannon is fine. I've said this numerous times about Big Cannon's show. He's one of the most underrated dudes in battle rap. Like, if you made a top five list, underrated cats in battle rap, I think Big Cannon's in that list.
I'm trying to tell you, bro. Nah,
for
real
sure.
Life, I can't really, bro, I'm not going to lie, but I'm not about to sit here and try to call a winner, my nigga, because you got a nigga who is tired of being underrated, You know what I'm saying? Versus a nigga who hungry as fuck. The only thing you can get from that is a fucking classic, bro.
Fact.
What else
Bullshit.
Can you get from that?
Bullshit.
That's two fed
Bullshit.
Up niggas. That's two mm. fed up niggas, bro. Word.
Mm. Well, show, we appreciate you rocking, my guy. For real, you know what I mean? When that battle come out, please, I'll get you back up here, my nigga. Yo, when you come to Miami, my nigga, we got to link up.
You motherfucking right. I'm telling you, I was just in Dade County, bro, like a couple weeks ago, my nigga. And I'm matter of fact, I'm out there the week after the ball drop, my nigga. So we
nigga,
gonna link
hit my
in.
Jack. You already know what it is, man. No,
sir. Hell yeah, you know that shit, bro. You know that
All
shit.
All right, show love, my nigga. Easy, though.
They always love, bro. Three letters,
you
nigga.
Right. All right. Facts. Word. Shout out to Show Off, you know, him and Math going down, RBE, ARP. You already know what it is, man. Truth, where you at, man?
I'm right here.
Thank you. What you thought about that? Your thoughts?
On Show Off?
I know you look deep at this shit than a lot of people do. That's why I like Battle Truth, because no matter what we, people, real quick, before he goes in, I like Battle Truth because he says shit that makes you think. You might not always have to agree with him, and that's the best part. That's why I like having debates with him more than a lot of people. But go ahead, my brother.
What I think about the Show Off situation?
Yeah.
I think the brother real intelligent. I just think he in the wrong field as far as like he don't. It's crazy that we have to say this, but it's true, man. The competition is like in the URL, so I would love to see him competing with them big dogs over there. You get what I'm saying? But that's the number one thing we've been talking about as far as like the contract signings, man. I think, oh man, that's crazy. I love it. How would you feel knowing that he over in the URL going up against them big dogs?
Who, Show
Wouldn't
Off?
That be a better look? Yeah.
I don't know. I think he need to be where he's at. In my
okay,
opinion.
How do you think he'll fare with Av? If you just throw it off your head.
I don't think he could be Av. And that's my guy.
Okay.
And I'll tell Show Off that on the real shit. That's my guy, and I'll still tell him that.
How you think he'll do against Rum Nitty?
I don't think he'll be Rum Nitty.
How you think he'll do against Tay Rock?
I don't think he'll be Tay Rock.
See what I'm saying?
And that's just an opinion.
Right. So you don't think he could... He can have it. So when he just was on here talking about he killing everybody, smoking everybody, but you don't think he'll fare too well in the URL?
But
okay, how you think
I'm
he'll do against T-Top? How you think he'll do against T-Top?
I don't think he'll win that. But what I'm saying is there's a level of competition. And then when I say this, we just going to keep it real on the show. You battling dudes on RBE, some cats who's left behind, some cats who's still trying to find themselves in battle rap, some cats who had shine at one particular time. And they're not popping no more. So you're not really battling big dogs like that, Truth. So if you're not really beating the niggas badly on that station, what make you think you're going to come to the All-Star game and get it popping over here with the All-Stars?
I don't see how the brother said him and Mav Hoffa would be battle of the year. That don't make
sense.
Yeah,
Mav said the same thing, and I disagree with that.
Well, first of all, it's going to be next year, February. How would it be battle of the year?
Oh, man.
How would it be battle of the year in the beginning of the year?
Well, and another thing, I don't think people could predict what's going to be battle of the year because you can't predict what your opponent's going to do. You can talk about your three rounds that you penning and that you think is fire and you up there rehearsing them shits day by day, Truth. But you don't know what your partner is going to – you don't know the nigga you battling, what he's going to bring to the table. JC and Chilla, they didn't know they're going to have a classic. JC wrote his three rounds, knowing that shit was fire. Chilla wrote his three rounds to get